Mike Sodrill, who announced his intentions for the seat less than 2 weeks ago, says his campaign will be different the fifth time around.
We're going to make better use of the internet, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all of the electronics that are available to a candidate today.
Sodrill blames his 20-point defeat in 2008 on the political winds that helped President Obama win Indiana and allow Democrats to control both chambers of Congress. But he says the successful candidacy of Senator-elect Scott Brown from Massachusetts gives him hope this time around.
Did he do it all on his own? Oh, no, he ran a good race, no question. He had a good campaign. But he could have run the same campaign in a different year and lost.
Thus, Sodrill says his candidacy will sink or swim based on the political climate this November. In past campaigns, Sodrill emphasized his connection with President George W. Bush, sometimes to his benefit, as in 2004 when he rode President Bush's coattails to a victory. Sodrill says since Representative Barron Hill and President Barack Obama are of the same party, their fates are tied.
You're either going to reap the rewards or suffer the consequences of whatever that president is doing. Congressman Hill has connected himself with President Obama, and Nancy Pelosi has been in there raising money. Rahm Emanuel has been here raising money. So I think it's more consequence who he's connected himself with, because President Bush is no longer in office.
Paoli attorney Todd Young, who has been campaigning for Barron Hill's seat for more than a year now, has challenged Sodrill to weekly debates leading up to the May 4th primary. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.